Scott in Ventura. Hi, Scott. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Thanks for your patience.
Leo, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Hey, hypothetically speaking, if somebody were to fall prey to a pop-up and make a phone call and for the privilege of a couple hundred dollars, allow somebody to remotely access their computer for some protracted period of time, would a factory reset on said computer be enough to be sure that there was no malware?
Yeah. So as you now know, this is a scam.
I know it.
You see a pop-up. It could be going to a website that has, maybe even as a goods website, but they have malicious software on their website. It's a very common way of doing it. Or you get malicious software on your system, but something pops up and it often says, "This is Microsoft." It's not.
I'm not sure what it said, but I know that the action was taken.
Something that scared you. that's their goal, is to really scare you. Usually they'll say, "Man, you've got virus problems. We'd like to help. Call this number." You call the number. Now, there's a couple of things in this scam. By the way, this is a scam, always a scam. One is that they will fix your computer, but they're going to charge you for that. So now they have your credit card, so you're going to want to change that credit card number. You might even be able to talk the credit card company into reversing the charge, saying this was a scam.
Well, this actually happened back in August.
All right. I would change that credit card number. But two,
it's been canceled, correct.
Good. Once they have access to your system, which they do, they'll say, look, run this program. They're getting you to run Event Viewer, which is on all Microsoft Windows systems. Run this program. Oh, do you see a lot of X's? Oh, that's a problem. See the red exclamation? Oh, that's a problem. What you're really looking at is an event log, which is normally populated with lots of these X's and red exclamation marks. That's normal. But, of course, and they know, because it's normal, that you're going to have that. And they say, that's it. You see, we told you. And if you're not a sophisticated, and I mean pretty sophisticated user, you're going to go, wow, you're right. How did you know? Oh, well, we've been monitoring traffic. So now what we'd like to do for a small fee, $300, is fix this. So you give them the money. Now they got your credit card number. And then this is where you can really get in trouble. You give them access to your computer. At that point, all bets are off. Anytime somebody has physical access to your computer or remote access from another computer, they can put stuff on anything they want on your system. You've given them access to it, which means they could put a remote access Trojan on there that turns on your camera or microphone and listens and watches. They can use malware to infect your computer with other things. It can use your computer for a variety of things, including gathering credit card numbers and passwords. So at that point, you've been compromised. And the only fix for a compromise is exactly what you just said, which is erasing the hard drive, back up your data. It's okay to do that. In most cases, data doesn't carry any of this issue.
This computer is backed up by Carbonite. So.
Good, you're safe. So you can, then this makes it easy. If the backup is complete on Carbonite, then all you have to do is reformat the drive and install from a known good source. That means either your known good backups, a backup you did before August, or more better yet, a recovery disk that came from the computer manufacturer or a Microsoft Windows install disk. Those are all going to be okay.
That's my concern, is that there is no restore disk. All there is just a restore partition.
Yeah, usually they're not getting into the restore partition. That's, okay, so that I, requires...
I can exercise that. It's an HP.
Restore. And wipe the thing. You know, the truth is, of course, there are all sorts of things bad guys can do, including modify the restore partition. They can put stuff in your boot sector that will persist past a reinstall, things like that. Very unlikely. Very unlikely. They're going after the low-hanging fruit. So unless you're targeted, unless you're Sony Pictures Entertainment and they're the Korean government and they're targeting you, you probably don't have to worry about any of that deeper stuff. Yes, it's possible, but it's not likely.
Then second follow-up question to that would be, I've heard that you spoke several times about a Chromebook for less...
This won't happen to you on a Chromebook. Yeah.
So is there something in the form of a Chromebook-type device that looks more like a computer tower, or a monitor and a keyboard,
but
it's not a netbook?
Yeah, they make Chrome OS is the operating system, and you can go on Amazon, sells a lot of these. They make Chrome boxes that look like small computers, like the Intel NUC or the Apple Macintosh Mini. They're small boxes. You add a keyboard, mouse, and monitor, and it's just like a big desktop computer, but it's not. It's running Chrome OS, which is inherently much more secure. You can't, for instance, modify the operating system on Chrome OS. It protects itself. If you do have a problem like you're describing, there's a button called Power Wash that does exactly what we've just said, but quickly, instantly, and you're back and running in no time. There's so many reasons that people should use a Chrome book or a Chrome box in this case. Because a general purpose computer, Mac or Windows or Linux, is much more complicated, does much more stuff than you, in most cases, need to do. And with that complication comes all sorts of issues, including security issues. It's just a Chrome OS is a lot better, unless you need, you know, something Chrome OS won't do. And as time goes by, there's fewer and fewer of those things.
So it'll run like the Word and Excel type programs?
It will run Word and Excel not on the hard drive. You can't install Microsoft Office, but you can use Microsoft's Word or Excel for the web, absolutely.
Okay.
And you know, you should try it and see. But it's for most people, that's all the Word you need, and it's free.
Well, this is a system for my parents.
Yeah, mom and dad are. It's sad to say, but elders are often the target for these. Imagine yourself, you know, you've been going along. You had a phone that had a dial on it. You would go inside the bank to get money. And all of a sudden, you're in this modern world, and you're getting these messages. Oh my God, your bank has been hacked! You've quickly got to go log in. They're absolute prey to this, absolutely, because they believe it, and there's a scary world out there, and they go, oh my God, and then they tell their son, who might be named, I don't know, Scott, and then Scott goes, oh dear, Dad. But there's nothing.
Pretty much.
Wipe it. And I think you'll be fine. I don't think you have to worry about it. And you know what? For elders, an iPad is a great choice, and a Chrome OS of some kind. If they want a big screen because their vision is going, yeah, get a Chrome box. Great choice.
I think I'll be seeking one of those out a little later this year.
And a lot cheaper. Yeah. Scott, thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
You're a good boy, Scott. You're taking care of mom and dad. I'm actually going to send... I haven't a whole lot of reasons to use an iPad Pro. It's just so big, and you know. But my mom, who's an artist, she's 83, loves drawing on her computer. And I'm going to send her an iPad Pro for Christmas. She loves her iPad. It does everything she wants, and I don't ever have to. I mean, she's had Windows 2000. She's had Macintosh. I don't have to worry about the iPad. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.